You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have a guest. Oh, I cut you off, Kate.
It's okay.
You got it. Go ahead.
I'm glad today, you're so excited, though.
We're like, I get to share it. We have an amazing guest. Allie Mason is here.
What
Woo!
Up?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And Allie is, I'm probably going to just make this ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't wait.
She's like a spiritual guru, though. I mean, it depends on what is a guru, actually?
It's just the self, man.
That's true. Whoa. We're all gurus.
We're all our own
what
gurus.
What was that movie with Austin Powers?
Goldmember?
No. It was like, Mike Myers. Why did I say Austin Powers?
Wait, and I actually didn't even take it in. I was thinking Mike Myers, but like you said Austin Powers.
Yeah, I'm right. There's a movie with him with a guru, and that's all I think.
I know, right.
Yeah, I don't like those movies because they just completely make fun of the whole spiritual
thing. And I didn't actually
thing.
See that one.
I didn't either.
But I'm notorious for not seeing movies.
So, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Sandlot?
Yes.
Okay.
Older movies, yes. Newer movies, not so much.
Mm. One of my friends hasn't seen The Sandlot, Titanic, or The Wizard of Oz.
Like, what?
Where have you? Where do you?
He needs to go home and just do that.
Was he raised feral by wolves?
I don't know. I spit in his face. I was like,
good for you.
I was like, you better go watch the movies. All right.
Yeah. Those are
classics. Movies are expensive, so I can't really do movie theaters.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, what's the movie yesterday?
Yeah. What'd you say?
Four tickets, $90.
Black Mass.
Yeah. Wait, was it? I don't remember how much it was.
$90?
Or 70?
How many people did you take?
Oh, it was like...
He took like a whole family.
He's just pulling homeless people off the street.
It was four.
It was so
I have too
money.
Much money.
$500.
Too much money.
It was like... No, it was like 70-something. It was 70-something. Four people.
It's a lot. And then you get snacks if you want
them. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not stupid. I'm not buying snacks.
Get the
snacks.
Fuck out of here. Get the
With
fuck
your
out of
popcorn.
Here. I have the worst. I'm so bad at accents.
$10
was terrible.
But I try, but it's I never
the effort
should.
Was really
Get
great,
the
though.
Fuck out of here.
I don't even know what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, who is that? Where are you from?
I don't know. I was trying to do you.
That's me?
No, but as an Italian. You are Italian, but I mean, like.
Oh, you got. Hold on. You got to hear this. You just reminded me when you said Italian. So this guy hits me up, right? And he goes, oh my god, this guy sends me a thing. He's like, I have a script for you for this movie that I'm making, and I want you to read the script. I think the part's gonna fit you perfect. And he was like, oh, we have a budget of whatever. It was like over $1 million that they had.
So I'll
I was
be
like
in it.
I was like, wow. So he's like, here's the script. So I started reading the script. The movie is about I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but I don't really care.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But it's about like an Italian dancer.
Yes.
And I'm like, what part? And the dialogue is like a typical Guido Italian kid. Oh, Frankie, where's Marie? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like that. I'm like, what part?
If they just wrote your dream role, Joe.
Are you crazy?
And you're just giving it up like it's nothing.
An Italian
if
dance
If I had the opportunity to do a dance movie... That would be
oh my
a dream.
God. Yeah.
I'm all good. I'm set. I'm all set.
But first of all, let me get back to what Allie does. I don't know how that all happened.
Sorry.
Okay.
It was good, though. I liked it. Good.
So you're a yoga instructor.
I do teach yoga.
And then you do Reiki.
I do.
Wait, what the hell's that?
Reiki is energy healing, which you channel through your hands.
What do you heal?
It could heal like anything, really.
What, can you heal my leg? I cut it.
Maybe we can try
seriously
after the show.
Cut up a lot.
What did you do?
I like fell playing football. But yeah, so
wait, well, isn't it more like the energy field that you're healing?
Well, it can actually, but that's a thing, is that the energetic field of an individual presumably is impacting their physical body, you know. So it's not like,
right,
you know, it can do it. Yeah,
so you do that yoga.
Yeah. Diksha, which is a different type of energy healing. It's like, I call Diksha, it's like the Indian version of Reiki. So Reiki originated in Japan. Diksha is from India. It's another one that you channel through the hands. This actually, Kate is coming with me to a Diksha circle downtown after the recording. So
is that just like a bunch of people who do Diksha?
Yeah, and they have Reiki circles as well.
Other.
So yeah,
wait, is it okay that I don't know it?
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, you just go and like sit and meditate, and you're gonna get, you know, a bunch of Diksha from a bunch of different people.
Yes.
All the Diksha.
I kind of got like hot in my body.
Yeah,
a bunch of Diksha.
Yeah,
that
she
Diksha.
Loves the Diksha.
I love that. Those big thick Dikshas.
I'm gonna give you the best Diksha. I can't even. I'd be the worst stand-up comedian. I would just stop in the middle of my own joke and laugh at myself.
I do that sometimes, though, too. Or I'll stop and I'll be like, "Forget it. I'm not even. Oh, no. I don't know why I'm telling you that." Like, yeah. I'll be in like in the middle of a joke and I'm like, "I don't that one."
You're like, "No, fail.
Damn it. You guys were right. I was wrong.
Goodbye."
And then I just throw myself off the stage. Joe's never come to a comedy show. Him and I have been friends for like a year and a half. I wouldn't say, I'd say good friends. He'd say mediocre friends.
Mm, what acquaintances?
The fuck? I'm joking. Anyway, but he's never come.
Yep.
Rough.
Just stop the energy. Listen,
just so everyone knows, I was invited like twice.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Okay. Valid. So it's not true. Like I've been blowing her off for a year and a half.
I will keep inviting you like once a month and one day it'll work.
Yeah.
When the universe wants
if you
it
like,
to.
Just give me in advance. Like usually we get here, you're like, I have a show tonight. And I'm like, fuck.
Okay, I'll think about it. Like, I'll think about, like, what show would be good for you to come. Because okay. I don't want you to come to where I bomb. I would just feel very... Even if, like, you still knew I was funny, it would affect
me. If you started to bomb, I would just be giving you laughs, though.
Oh, that's nice.
That's true.
I would just go crazy.
That might make it worse, to be honest. But
one person
thanks.
In the audience.
Anyway.
Are you guys hearing this? Oh, my God.
So, Allie, what else? So, you do the Diksha... Reiki,
mm-hmm. yoga, meditation, crystals, unofficially, and then just like really random intuitive stuff with people who talk to me about their lives. And then I somehow end up figuring or helping them to figure out whatever it is that they need to figure out.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we hung out, what was it, Monday night?
Yeah.
And I left with my brain was like, I don't know who I am, must figure out who I am. And then like I woke up with a panic attack and then it stopped. It was a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's called a shattering. And then, I mean, we can get to that another time. But I feel like I realized a lot just through our conversation. I was very, there's so much I want to get to.
The hell was that?
I just short-circuited. I didn't know which one. I want to get into, because you're polyamorous, and yeah. I want to get to that.
What is that?
All right, well, let's get to it now.
All right.
I wanted to talk about, as a kid, how you had, what would you call it when you can read people's minds?
Telepathy,
not yeah. telekinesis.
Not telekinesis, though that's the one I wanted the most. That was like, if I could pick any superpower, it was totally telekinesis. I wanted to move things with my mind so badly. But it never worked out.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, I was always kind of picking up on, I guess, brainwaves from people who are around me. And we used to, my sister and my cousin and I, this is probably like one of my more memorable recollections of that kind of activity when I was a kid. We used to get together and try to read each other's minds. So we would think of like colors or shapes or, you know, whatever it was. And we would sit, you know, cross-legged, knee to knee, like either hands on each other's hands or on our knees and try to, I would say I would be thinking of a shape or a color or my sister would be thinking of a shape or a color and we'd try to guess what it was. And almost without fail, I would get it right. I would guess the right thing. And it got to this point where my sister and our cousin were doing it and they were trying to get each other to guess and I kept guessing first and they kept getting really frustrated with me because I was like ruining their game. And so they kicked me out of the house. They made me go play in the yard. And aww. I know it was sad. I was the like youngest. So
it's
I always
not
just
thought I was superpower.
Yeah. I always just wanted to be involved too. And like be hanging out with my older brother and sister. And they would just like relegate me to like the basement
yard.
Or the yard. I was like a dog. They're like, Allie, get on your leash. So anyway, they kick me outside and I'm outside just hanging out in the front yard and I start singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and my sister comes storming out the front door. She's like, Allie, like, you need to stop. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she says, I was thinking of a baseball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I was like, all right, sorry. Like, I didn't mean to. I was just freaking singing. But but yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff always happened when I was little. And my mom taught me to meditate when I was like really young. And yeah, I mean, I was always just kind of connected to that stuff, had like weird ghostly experiences. That's why I loved listening to that episode where mm-hmm. Sammy told the ghost stories, because I was like, yes, like just eating it up.
Have you had experiences like Sammy had?
I don't know if it as intensely as she had. Like, that text message thing was fucking insane.
Crazy. Were you with her, like dating her when that happened? Or?
No. Oh. No, I wasn't.
He's like offended.
No, I wasn't. I would be like, no, because I would be
you
texting her, like,
throw her phone across the room.
Because when she says shit like that, I'll get angry. I'll be like, hey, don't fuck around. Like, did that happen? Like, I want to fucking know. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. The first time we hung out, she told me that fucking story. And I was like,
you know what's
fuck?
So funny? So we started doing this podcast about a year and a half ago, and like, he's very in tune. Like, mm-hmm. he gets the concepts, but he wouldn't call himself spiritual. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But like, I feel like we're always pushing you a bit. Like when Tim started coming on, you would just be like, "What the fuck?" And then like, now like your girlfriend yeah. like talks
he's like,
to
why?
Ghosts. He's just like, "God damn!"
I'm
like,
not escaping. I'm not escaping.
Yeah, you
this
can
shit.
Now. Your no. girlfriend is
you're hooked in.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not like.
But I do remember the first time
it.
He was like.
Dude, I remember that first fucking time Tim was saying all that shit, and I was just like, dude, what? Like, it was weird because, like, I wasn't even, like, I didn't even know that was a thought. Like, I never even thought about it. You know what I mean? I just thought ghosts
didn't even register.
Are white, and that's all. Like, people dress up as them for Halloween, and that's all I thought about that. And then this guy comes out and over like,
oh, well, he
wait.
Was talking about his brother, though, coming. Mm.
Yeah.
It's not,
through dreams.
That
yeah, that's
ghosts.
Not ghosts.
That's like.
That's shit. And then I was like, well, I didn't even know that was like a thing. Like, I had no idea. Yeah. It was like learning some shit about space. Like, I was like, what? Mm-hmm.
By the way,
about?
You guys, if you want to plug that podcast real
oh,
quick.
Oh, yeah. So From the Void is a podcast that Tim and I and our friend Joe and then. Sometimes some other people end up coming on it. I don't know. But we have it on SoundCloud right now. We're trying. We're like struggling to get it on iTunes. I don't know what is happening with that. But
yeah, they put it on for us.
It's like I hate technology right now. It's just no.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Mercury retrograde.
What the hell
it's
does
true.
That mean?
It means.
I feel like I don't understand anything.
So Mercury,
every time you guys talk, I'm like, all right, what does that mean?
Mercury is a planet that rules communication. So basically anything that is related to communication when Mercury goes retrograde is impacted in what maybe you would call like a negative way. It just doesn't work the same way that it normally would. So things like communication channels get unclear. I don't know. My phone has been like completely fucked up all day.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What? When? How long does the...
It lasts, I think, like 3 weeks, something like that. Oh. Like 20-ish days.
Yeah, why is it the communication?
Because Mercury like rules communication. It's just, I don't know. I didn't make the rules
whatever
for
the energy is.
Whatever the energy is for
communication.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically... Because technology is kind of, that's all it's really used for. Technology is like even, you right. know, these mics used to create a story or tell a story to whomever. So basically anything that is communication based is going to be impacted by Mercury going retrograde. So
can you imagine if they just, all the microphones yeah. set on fire as you say that? I feel like you would have to believe forever.
Yeah,
if they
totally.
Just, you say it.
That'd be amazing.
Telling you right now, if something like that, I would never come back here ever again.
Oh, sad. Well, then I hope they don't set on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want it to set on fire anyway.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm like, but what do I want? I would love it if maybe, what if like a blue flaming ball was just floating above the table.
Well,
that
I don't
would
know.
Be exciting.
That would be exciting, but like, what does it have to do with Mercury retrograde?
Nothing. I just thought of what I would want to happen right now.
You
like
want
that,
a flaming
I
ball?
I kicked up a couple
yeah.
notches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supermoon's coming.
Supermoon.
What is that?
Supermoon eclipse.
Redefining relationships has a lot to do with the supermoon. Well, a lot of things are going to be coming to the surface, a big cleansing. You might know more about it than I do.
I don't even want to talk about it.
We're so spiritual. We're like,
when is
the supermoon? I mean.
What is the supermoon? When is it?
It's Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, I think.
Sunday
and it's
night.
A lunar eclipse as well.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's both, right?
Yeah.
And what does
it's
that do?
Is it a blood moon?
It's a blood moon.
Yeah.
I feel like
we're just like nodding.
I'm sitting in on a witch's.
The listeners can't hear us nodding.
I know. We're just having
we're
like a conversation. I know,
yes.
girl. I know. Some serious shit. Let me tell you something too. There's an artist that lives in my apartment complex, and he does a lot of paintings in the building. But I walk in, and he literally has painted this like silvery moon right in the entrance, huge. And I was like, I hear it, universe. I get it. Big stuff's happening.
Big stuff.
It's just bringing up a lot of things to the surface for people to clear. It's about redefining relationships. Mm-hmm. Things that are meant to be redefined but kept will happen. Things that are meant to get cleared and fall apart will. If you are surrendering to it, it's going to be a good, easier
transition
thing. But if you're fighting it, you're going to feel kind of fucked up. All right, let's get into polyamory because I feel like Joe will
be more excited by that.
Yeah. I don't think the supermoon gets him going.
It's all right.
No, I mean, I'm just... There's a lot of terminology that I'm kind of like, okay.
I'm sorry.
Supermoon just means the moon is closer to the Earth than normal.
Okay.
So it appears to be larger, but it's also a lunar eclipse, so...
Okay.
It's going to look blood red.
It's going to look blood red. Yeah.
And this is Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
I think at like 9 or something?
Probably. I don't know the exact time.
Nice.
I'm going to be at a comedy club, too, so I'm just going to walk out with the comedians and be like, look, it's happening, and start doing a ritual dance and scare everyone on the street.
Get your native drum out.
Sacrifice a rat.
I wouldn't. No, animals are going to get hurt. Yeah.
I said rat on purpose. I didn't think anyone.
No, we care about rats.
I care about even the rats.
Yeah. So.
Do you eat meat?
No.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a long podcast. Right? 16 minutes in. All right.
Okay, well, let's talk about. So Allie is polyamorous.
Yes.
And you can explain what it is to Joe, because you probably explain it better than I do.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty simple. So polyamory just means that you can have multiple loving relationships.
So as poly, every time I hear that, I think of you have...
Multiple. I feel like we're like multiple.
Yes.
Really, like, you idiot. It's multiple.
Feel free to call me an asshole, because it's gonna get dumber.
Polygamy is when you're married to more.
That's the word that I was...
Yeah.
That I'm familiar
Same
with.
Root.
Polyamory is not marriage.
Not marriage.
But relationships.
So it's just pre...
So amory, like amorous, or what am like amore, like Italian.
That's beautiful.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not
So it's just
Italian.
Like a minor league of polygamy? Is that what it is?
It's like the pregame. Preseason.
Are you going to be like...
No, I don't intend on marrying multiple people, though maybe. I don't know if that became legal. Who knows?
So you're polyamorous.
Amorous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amorous.
Yeah.
Polyamorous. So you are dating multiple people.
But I don't even know that I would call it dating. But I have multiple loving relationships. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Some of them you have sex with, some you don't.
Some not. Yeah. So it's like, that's the usual point of clarification that I have to make with people, is people think like, oh, you're just like going around like fucking a bunch of people. Yeah. And I'm like, actually, no, I'm not. But so you can be polysexual and be polyamorous. You can be polyamorous without being polysexual. You can have like a loving relationship where you just like cuddle, or a loving relationship where you're like super emotionally invested. But really, it's just... The kind of precursor to all of them is that they're just based on like this deep-seated love for whomever that person is. And whether or not that evolves into a physical relationship or a spiritual relationship or an emotional relationship or whatever it might be, that just depends on, you know, the qualities that the person has and how you connect and whatever else. So,
by the way, I was telling you this, but there's no way I could just cuddle someone and it not. I become a 14-year-old high school boy where I'm like, just touch it. Just touch it. Come on. And the more they're like, maybe stop, Kate. I'm like, touch it.
Maybe it's because of the energy dick that you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your raging energy boner.
Maybe as I work on my anger issues, I'll be a little less... persuasive.
Touch it.
Come on, touch it. You know, okay, let's just dry hump. Let's see where that leads. Let's just find touch a boob. Okay, let's just give each other massages then.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Kate, where's your hand going? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I think it's just to me it's just honorable. You can cuddle.
Have you ever had like a stereotypical relationship with
a person
and just like you're like, this isn't for me?
I mean, I was serial monogamist is what I would call myself until last year, and then I was like, there's actually a different way of existing in society with partnership. Like, this is something. I mean, I grew up in a town of 8,000 people in rural Nova Scotia in Canada, and there it's like people get married when they're like 21 years old and they start having kids, you know. It's like very super traditional. So for me to be able to have an outlook of like being in multiple loving relationships is like unheard of. I'd never
Wait
heard
a second,
of that.
Are we supposed to not talk about this yet?
No, we can talk about this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we could totally start over.
No, we're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, so anyway.
Okay. Okay.
I'm so
okay.
fucking confused.
Sorry. I just.
So wait, I think.
No, we're good.
Okay.
All right. I think my next question.
Yeah, because I talked about this with Tim and Joe on our podcast.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this
I literally
has
just
been
had
covered.
A deer and I was like, do I keep going or do I do an awkward, like, looking at you, like, doing sign language, like,
trying to send me telepathic
yeah,
messages.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're just like, is she okay?
I think Kate's having a seizure.
Yeah, I'm like asking you to touch everything. I'm like.
I'm like, listen, Kate, I know you have like a little yeah. bit of a girl crush on me, but like.
I totally have a girl crush on Allie.
Dudes only. Sorry.
So Allie's been friends with Tim, and I always was like, I kind of like, I could tell I'd be cool with Allie. So I reached out, like, I would love for you to do the podcast, whatever. She's like, yeah, anytime, like, just reach out. Here's my number. And I called, what was it, like?
3 minutes later.
Not, I think it was like 30 seconds. I couldn't play it cool. You know how I am. Turbo.
Yeah.
I do it with him, too. And he's just like, give me a fucking second. I'm like, Joe, da-da-da-da, can you do this? Da-da-da. Calling him at work. He's like, my fucking work. Anyway.
Yeah.
We love
sorry,
you,
sorry that it made things a little weird, but that's
no,
what I do.
But I was going to say, my next question was, do you have to explain this to everyone?
Yeah. So this is, and this is how I've been kind of, I've been realizing how the whole thing works because I'm still, I mean, I think like I've been in it for like a year. I'm pretty new to the scene. I don't really go on the internet and like research stuff about it or like try to figure out language or like lingo that people use. I'm just like, listen, I don't know. I go and I hang out with people. If I like somebody, cool. We keep hanging out, whatever. But when I first started getting into it, I didn't really realize that that was what I was doing. And I would say that I was an unethical polyamorous person. So you can be unethical, meaning, you know, I would get involved with people and not tell them that I was polyamorous. And like, maybe they didn't think that I was exclusive with them, but maybe they also weren't like aware that I was hanging out with like
right.
five other people in like 1 week or something, you know? So I think for me, what happened over time, and it came as kind of a, as I became more honest with myself about the fact that, yeah, this like really works for me and like I shouldn't be ashamed of it. Then I started being more honest with other people because it was really like, it's not fair to somebody who maybe is seeking a monogamous relationship.
Right.
Like maybe they really want to like settle down and have kids in the next couple of
yeah.
years. And it wouldn't really be fair of me to not tell them because I could be standing in the way of whatever, you know, other monogamous relationship they might be able to be having, you know, because I am not willing or able or maybe able, I don't know, but not willing to provide that. So, yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, I think honesty in any kind of dynamic, 100%. But so many people are scared to state what they actually
yeah.
want.
I feel like more people are polyamorous than you think.
Yeah, they're just
I'm
not
sure.
ethical about it.
Yeah.
like right. it's
they
like
want their cake and eat it too, where they're like, well, I'd be jealous if my
yeah,
main person
exactly.
went
was
out.
With somebody else.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep them in that place, but I'm going to go out and do it behind their back.
Exactly.
Right. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what I was about to say. No, but I was going to say, like, I feel like I have felt like that at points in my life where I'm like, I'm seeing this person and like I just like hanging out with them and like we're just, you know, we'll do whatever we do, but we're not exclusive and we both kind of know that without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of go about your business or, you know, wherever you're going.
Do you feel, I know your answer, do you feel like when you've been in those multiple people state,
yeah.
are you able to love each person as intimately and deeply, do you think, in that place for you? Or is it, would it be hard for you, like with what you have with Sammy, to go and do that?
Or is it even like a matter of love? Because that's where the divide comes in, where it's like,
right.
are you polysexual or are you polyamorous?
Well, I think, I don't know. You know what it is?
I don't know, pterodactyl.
I'm sorry.
You know what it is? I didn't learn this word till right now. So, no, but I'm serious. Like, I didn't
yeah.
learn that word till right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that the thought never crossed my mind of like, this is what's happening. It was just kind of like, I just like multiple people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just kind of mm-hmm. like, and you're kind of taught that that's a bad thing. Like you have, like, just get
you're supposed to
one.
Be monogamous,
yeah. Right? So you're supposed to be monogamous.
Exactly.
That's why I was saying, like, I feel like most people are polyamorous, because I feel like there also is some people that could feel that way but are forcing monogamy.
Yeah, because it's what's expected of them.
Right. Exactly.
100%.
Well, so after we had our talk, because we spent like 3 hours on our porch, and it blew my mind, because what I realized, I'll tell my big explosion, because I've always been, I've been a serial monogamist, but I'd say like in the past 4 or 5 years, I kind of broke out of it a decent amount, not completely, but I always was still resistant to the thought of like polyamory, polysexuality. I had this resistance where it like even scared me to really even like open up to it. And when you're not even able to like think about something, something's going on. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're even scared to talk about it there. Yeah. So that it kind of shook me, and I was like, do I want to be polyamorous? Like, you know, cause I thought about it. I was like, could I date multiple people at once and even love multiple people at once? And I was like, I think I could. And I was like, what? I could. Like, it kind of like blew my mind that I even, that was possible. Cause and even on the podcast, you've heard me where I'm like, when I'm in love, it's only that one person and da 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 da. And so I went home and I was like, my whole brain was just like, what's happening? Am I going to be a polyamorous person? And who knows? Like, because things change day to day, minute to minute, second to second. Okay, we get it, Kate. But I was going to keep going. But then I think I actually did all this. I was on the internet searching like spiritual articles about polyamory. And one that really struck me, there's this woman, I've talked about her before, Teal Swan. Have you ever?
No, I've never heard of her.
Oh my God, she's amazing. And the way she talked about it was that polyamory is actually the more evolved way of being. Mm. But that most of us, where we're at, kind of what we're talking about on the last podcast about not being ready to take away boundaries, most people aren't ready for that because they haven't really learned how to be with themselves. So even if they tried, for most people, it would be like a wake of tears, she says.
Yeah.
You have to really, what you've managed to do is ride the wave of when jealousy comes up or, you know, I feel like you have to really know how to, you'd probably be able to ride that wave.
Which one?
Like if you were in a polyamorous kind of thing and jealousy came up with one of the people, I feel like because you're, when an emotion comes up, you're good at saying, okay, this is going to pass. I'm not going to freak out and call the person. And like, I'm working on being more emotionally centered, but no, like, so she was saying it is the more evolved way. And as we evolve as a species, that's probably going to be the way that we go. Mm-hmm. But right now with the dualistic world we live in, one-on-one relationships are what most people need to first master, she was saying. Cause, it's like such an intense mirror that most people haven't even allowed themselves to be seen by one person, let alone multiple. Right. And it helped me because she was even saying for her, she's like, I'm not there yet. I mean, maybe she won't be for lifetimes.
Right.
But I thought into it and I was like, I'm not there yet. Cause like, and it made me feel better because I was like, I should be there. If it's the evolved way, that's where I should be. And I was like, I don't think I'm there. I don't think I'd be able to do that right now. And it just kind of, I could breathe because I was like, okay, it's both then. I had to be open to it and get what it was and then still say, oh, but I don't think I'm ready for something like that.
Right. That's,
you know?
That's what I was saying before. Like, I just learned that word. So it's like, now I kind of could identify that feeling with something.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it helps you better understand what's happening. And I don't know if I could do that because I've never like tried. Yeah. I've never like pursued that. You know what I mean? Nor do I feel like, you know, I would want to right now. I'm very happy in my relationship. I don't have any urge to be with anyone else.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's impossible. You know what I mean? Because there's times where, like, I talk to people all the time because people hit me up and I just like talk to random people. And sometimes there's certain people that you
click with.
You just click with.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't, and like, it's, for me, it's easy. Like, majority of the people who are talking to me are girls. So like, when I click with a girl, it's cool. Like, I like that. You know what I mean?
But, there's a certain energy to that.
Right. But it's like, it has nothing to do with, I want to have sex with this person. I want to blah, blah. It's just like, I don't know. It's just, for me, I haven't had a lot of friends who were girls growing up ever. So when you do click with someone like that, and it's like a rare occurrence, it's kind of like, it's cool. And it's also someone like, it's a completely different perspective of thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like one of those people that I love like studying people and all this shit. So like having someone like that is like cool. You know what I mean? So like I do have a couple of friends now that are from wherever, Canada, you know, wherever, that are these girls that I'm just like, I right off the bat, we just like clicked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got, yeah, you vibe, mm-hmm. you understand.
Right.
Each other.
It's just like easy. It's just like easy. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cool to have that. You know what I mean? But like, I don't think any of them, I would be like, I want to pursue a relationship with them
like that. The woman Teal was saying, she was like, for some people, they might explore a marriage for 10 years and mm-hmm. really have good intimacy. And then at that point say, you know what? I think we could try polyamory. I mean, that takes a very secure, open couple. But she's like, you could actually evolve as a couple into saying, wow, we really explored this one-on-one dynamic. Let's now see how it works with this. And
I feel like
I think the main point is just being honest and being open and flexible.
It is. It's also, you have to be very open-minded, because there are people who are narrow-minded, and as soon as you say something like that,
well, that was
automatically they're shutting it down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, poly, it's no. Like,
yeah. Well, it's out of fear, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's out of fear and attachment. It's like, it's the fear that that loving someone else takes away from the love that you receive, which isn't necessarily true, in my opinion. You know, I come kind of from the perspective that love is infinite and abundant, you know? So it's like, my love for one person isn't going to make me love the other person any less. In fact, what I've come to experience is that it actually amplifies it, because now, you know, maybe where there's some thing that's lacking, that isn't satisfied in me by this one person who I do really genuinely love, and I can find that thing being satisfied by somebody else, it can make me appreciate the things that the other person does for me so much more, because there's not that kind of focus on the lack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead, it's like, wow, like this person is really good at, you know, challenging me spiritually, or like shifting my perspective, or making me look deeper at myself. And this person's really good in bed.
Awesome.
I'm like, yeah.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for being able, but you're like that as a person. Like, you've spent a lot of time on spiritual practice, and then things do come up, you know, whatever you call riding the wave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat. And I just think people need to be more open to other choices. Like you were kind of saying before, most people think you have to be monogamous or you're broken. And that's not the case.
Yeah. And that's, you know, a huge message that society sends everybody. You know, it's like, I was having this really interesting conversation actually with one of my partners, I guess, last night, and a friend of his. And we were having this huge conversation about polyamory, and we were saying, you know, that it's almost like you need a total shift in the vernacular so that people don't view it so negatively. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, right now where it stands, there aren't any like role models who are talking about this stuff, who are older than us, to show like, you know, I'm 60 or I'm 70 or whatever, and I've been a poly person for however long, and like, look how happy my life is, you know. There's not really like movies about it. You don't read about it in magazines, you know. Most people's opinions of it is just completely skewed. And then the people who are involved in it, I find, are kind of, you know, it's so underground that it's like, how do you even learn? So, you know, when we were speaking about it last night, I was like, wow, like, that's so true. There just aren't examples of it for people to identify with. And it's kind of like, you know, like, it's like people saying like, oh, like, there's so much, you know, homosexuality now on TV. And like, now there's like so many more homosexual people. It's like, no, there are just as many homosexual people. But now it feels like there's permission to be that way. And so people feel safer to be like, hey, like, I'm gay, like the same way that I kind of feel like, I hope, with more people talking about polyamory and the fact that it really is a loving way of being. And as long as you're being honest and truthful with your partners and they know where you're coming from and, you know, whatever else, that maybe it's going to give other people permission to question the paradigm, question the way that people exist in relationships now.
Yeah.
Because I really, like, in my opinion, it's the whole reason why we incarnate into bodies is because we're here to learn how to be in relationship, not only with other people, but with ourselves, and who knows, like, in what other kinds of capacities. So,
yeah. That's awesome.
It's a massive experiment, though.
Have you ever hung out with two of your partners at the same time?
Yes.
Wow. How was that?
At first, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be weird. This is going to be weird. But then it was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they know?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long ago?
Recent. Yeah. It's like, I mean, it can't be that long ago because I've only been doing this for like a year, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
So, and that's the real interesting thing is that for me, I feel like this whole adventure into this world has really been an experiment for myself to see, okay, like, I've never been in this situation before. What's going to come up when I am? And really a huge portion of it has been me overcoming my own fears. It's like, oh my God, like what's going to happen when, you know, this person are in the same room together and they both know that, you know, I've slept with both of them or like whatever, like what's going to happen? Are they going to be weird? Am I going to have to feel awkward? Am I going to have to like moderate? Do I like, is one of them going to get jealous? Like, and really it's just been normal. So it's kind of been for me like a, huh, all right, cool. Like I can totally take a nice big deep exhale and like just relax. Cause like as long as that's, and that's a thing I think that makes it so important to be honest with all the people involved is because when situations like that happen, it's, you know, if one person knows and the other person doesn't or neither of them know, then you're just inside your own head and it's really just tormenting yourself more than anything.
I feel like it's hard for me to trust that people are going to be honest. I think that's
hard for most people.
Right? Because most people aren't honest.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, the vast majority, I would say, of my previous relationships that were monogamous ended because of dishonesty, you know?
Interesting.
So
do you think I guess it depends if it's an ethical or unethical, if you're an unethical or ethical polyamorous person, but do you think within polyamory you'd find more people willing to be honest?
Yeah. I think people who truly claim to be polyamorous for the most part are ethical. But I mean, like anything else, like we're all human. People are here just figuring it out as they go. Nobody has it. Like not even, you know, like I feel like, oh, I've got like a pretty good grasp on this. But like every once in a while, there's that one person who, you know, I have a preference for.
Yeah.
And maybe that person doesn't have a preference for me. I mean, I can't control that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't mean that you don't still get hurt or that you don't still get attached or anything else. It just, you know, everybody's just figuring it out. So if they're ethical, then it doesn't necessarily mean that none of that stuff is going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's no more complicated, no less complicated, I think, than monogamous relationships, though.
Totally.
People think it's more complicated. People are like, oh, I could never like juggle that many people. And I'm just kind of
like, you can.
No, you can. Trust me. Doing it.
Because some of them you don't have to see all the time either.
And that's a great thing. It's like, oh, God, you again.
But you were even saying like you would possibly prefer like a main.
Oh, yeah. So like if I were to like describe my ideal situation, I would have like the one person who I kind of have like the preference for, right? The person who I enjoy spending the most time with.
Right.
And then there would just be other people who are kind of like accessories. And not to say that in a like derogatory or like demeaning kind of way. Because I really do feel like I love all of the people who I'm involved with. Like I can actually say like I love you to every single one of them.
Yeah.
And they know that it doesn't mean I want to possess you, which is like a completely different way of saying I love you that most people say.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be really my like ideal thing. I would have that one person who I probably spend most of my time with and who knows, you know, all of my history and who like can really see me, like see who I am, and then also see where I want to go in the future, like knowing my goals, knowing my strengths and what I need to work on in order to help kind of support and elevate me to move forward. And, you know, that doesn't mean that I want to have like a monogamous relationship with that person. It just means that that person would be kind of, you know, they'd be like my best friend.
It's kind of like your friend group. Like you have like your best friend that you talk to all the time about certain things.
100%.
Then you have your friend that, oh, I'm going to hit them up because I know they're going to play sports and I want to play sports
exactly.
right now.
Exactly.
And then it's like, yeah.
That is actually
this guy's the drinker.
Totally
Let's go out to the bar. Yep. I'm going to hit him up first.
So, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly it. But just like add a little bit of romance into it or intimacy, you know? Yeah.
Which you probably have. I don't mean in the romance way, but you probably have that with your guy friends. Like you love them. You know?
And that's what I was comparing it to. So I'm thinking like, I'll hit up certain people for certain things. You know what I mean? If I have to talk about something, like there's like one kid who I would hit up about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it doesn't make you like the other kid any less. It's just
exactly. It's just like, this is the guy who I go to talk to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just built that type of friendship. And then there's the other people who are like, all right, they're going to want to go to the park, play basketball. Mm-hmm. Let's hit them up first, like that. So,
well, exactly. What's funny is I was watching another Teal Swan video weeks before about monogamy, and she was saying, actually, like, monogamy, the way we define it, she's like, we're not even a monogamous society.
No.
Because just having multiple relationships like that makes mm-hmm. you non-monogamous. She's like, if you mean monogamy in terms of only one sex partner, you know, because a lot of us, you don't get one thing, you don't get everything from just one person.
No.
You'd have to just literally live in one room with that person, you know, like your needs are fulfilled by a bunch of people and a lot of things. And hopefully you're able to also fulfill your own needs and have alone time.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. So there you have it.
I mean, this is the first time that I can't say that enough. That's about the third time I said it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple guy friends who have girlfriends. I have more than a couple guy friends who have girlfriends. But I have some guy friends who have girlfriends who they're like, oh, man. Like, they always complain about how hard it is just to have sex with one person. And I'm always like, well, you don't have to. Like, right. You could be honest and you could tell this person.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, no, girl, you know, girls would never, then you would be alone because girl, like, no girl would be open. Like, all girls want you to be monogamous. They make you be monogamous. I'm like, I feel like if more people were just honest,
yeah,
you would find out that that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. It's like, you know, and I think it's stronger for women to be socialized to want a monogamous relationship because it's like, you know, since you're a little kid, you're all of the toys that are marketed to girls are like bridal. And, you know, it's like all of the stories, all of the, you know, Disney movies and princess stories. They're all about, you know, finding your prince and getting married and whatever, you know. There's no, you know, there's no, I mean, the closest thing to a Disney movie that dealt with that was Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs. And who wants Seven Dwarfs?
That's so funny.
Let's get serious.
She left them all for Prince Charming. Exactly. She's like, you guys were great, but
peace.
Yeah.
I find like the...
I saw when I don't watch porn anymore because it's not good energy, swear to God. But
bad juju.
I did one time watch Dwarves Bang.
Oh my God.
Snow White.
Are you kidding?
That exists.
That exists. All right.
I just thought I should share that.
Yeah, you thought wrong. So,
I'm still learning how to keep thoughts inside. Oh, that's why I've been sputtering a little more because I'm like, inside or outside? Inside or outside? Don't know. But at least I'm being conscious of it.
Yeah, good for you. Taking a step out, being the witness to your own thought structure. Yeah.
It's going
to
be interesting for the podcast, me being like, well, it...
I feel like the like you said, a lot of your guy friends are like, it's like hard to have sex with one person. I really don't think that, like, at least... Not yet, I guess. I don't know. But, like, I really don't feel like that. Like, it's hard to have sex with one person. I think more so the hard part is not being able to create a new relationship mm-hmm. with another person.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that's shut off. Because also, like, it's weird. Like, when you're having that... When you're having a conversation with some girl and, you know... you know, you're going back and forth. It's like there's that awkward moment that, like, should I say that I have mm-hmm. a girlfriend, or you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
or if I say that, is she going to be like, dude, I'm not even hitting. Relax, yeah. I'm not hitting on you. You know what I mean? So it's like that's weird. So it's like there's that it puts a boundary on that.
Yeah,
and that I think is the hardest part because I have no problem. You know what I mean with having sex with one person because it's great. But
shout out to Sammy.
I don't even know, but I'm like, it's great. Yeah. It is as if I just was there in both of their bodies feeling it. It is the best sex I've ever had.
Yeah, but like that, but like not being able to create another relationship with someone else,
mm-hmm.
I think is the hardest part. You know what I mean?
That's really interesting. Well, it actually makes me thankful. I swear to God that I met you before you had a girlfriend because you and I were able to form a good friendship.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd be able to do that because look, but this is the difference. You're not threatening because
Say it. Say it, motherfucker. Say it. You're old as fuck. Yeah. Say it.
No, because you are older. Yeah, that's why. But it's like you're not a threat. But if Cougar. a person my age, listen, Kate.
No, it's fine. Just keep as I wrap the cord around my neck. You just keep going.
Wait, MILF.
Myself. Yeah. No. Guys do that. We're like, you're a MILF. I'm like, I would be hot if I wasn't a mom. I just get so, I take it so personally so quickly. No, but thank you. No, keep going. It would be fine because I'm so old and dying and withering.
Right.
It'd be like you volunteering in a nursing home, Sammy. Wouldn't be threatened.
That's exactly what it'd be like.
You're pushing me around the wheelchair. And she's like, oh, he's so charitable.
No, but like, but that's the truth, though. It is.
No, it's fine.
It is.
I have dated.
I'm not saying you can't.
I know. I'm just saying. People know that I got it. I got it going
still
on.
I'm not even saying you specifically. I'm saying people who are older aren't in the mind of a girl who's in that state of mind are not a threat.
No, I wasn't. I've never been like flirty or like, well, hey there.
That's not what I'm fucking saying.
Oh, it's not.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you specifically.
Okay, keep going. I'm gonna take a moment.
Shut up!
To not make this personal.
Oh my God.
I'm done.
People who are older, girls in relationships around my age will not, my age and a little bit younger won't see that as a big threat because they're older. You know what I mean? And it's just like a thing. Like, oh, they're older, so blah, blah, blah. But if it was a girl who was my age or who was a little younger than me, pretty girl, they're a huge threat. So it's like if you and her have a tight friendship or like you guys meet while we're like me and Sammy are dating and I meet a girl who's 22 years old and she's a good looking girl and we just happen to click and, you know, we just like are good friends off the bat, that
it would cause some red flags for Sammy.
Even if it's just friendship.
Right. So you put the boundary up so you make sure that doesn't happen because you don't want to make her upset, even though you have no intentions of, like, you know, doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know Sammy. Like, if I brought it up to her and I was like, hey, you know, I'm just friends with this girl, like, we're just blah, 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 she would be cool with it. But I know in the back of her mind, it would still make her upset. Like, oh, why are you, like, talking to her all the time? Like, you know what I mean? It would be something like that. But it's like that would cause problems, and it's because she's a girl around my age, she's good looking, and that's why.
I just feel like the problem is honesty.
Because it is, everyone's insecure.
Yeah. We're not honest.
Nobody
because
likes
honestly,
to be by themselves.
if I had been dating Tim still, like if I was in a boyfriend girlfriend thing and he became like best friends with you, I would have been threatened. But I think about it, I'm like, that would have sucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like
put so many limits on so many people, not just like you building a relationship with somebody else, but like also the people who could possibly kind of matrix out from that. Because, like, you know, even just thinking about having two of my partners being in the same place, it's like, you know, before, if I was being an unethical polyamorous person, maybe I would have tried to, you know, kibosh that. Maybe I would have had been like, oh God, like I can't have them be in the same place. But now I'm kind of in this space where I can be like, you know what, they could end up being really good friends, and like you know, let them decide if that's like weird for them, but like I'm not going to make that decision for them, and I'm not going to prevent other people from developing even just like regular awesome cool friendships with people who I know could probably hit it off. It's like who am I to decide that, you know? Like why do I get to decide who gets to be friends with who?
And if the person, if the same girl who I'm talking about wasn't, even though I'm not talking about a specific person, I'm just talking in general, but like if that girl wasn't attractive, then there would be no problem. It's like, oh, they're just friends. But if she's attractive, it's different. Like, oh, there's a different thing there. But if it was a guy, then she's like not even looking. Like she's not, doesn't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not talking, again, I'm not talking about Sammy specifically. I'm talking about
girls
in general.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
People in general, really.
Right. So it's like, it's weird when you think about it, but it's true, because even I'm thinking about, for me, if that happened to her, she met some dude, a good looking kid, and they were like hitting it off, you know what I mean? And she was telling me like, yeah, we're just friends. I feel like a part of me would be like it would sting.
Yeah.
But I would have to get over it. You know what I mean?
But that's actually like the work. Like that's it. Like that's what it's been teaching me over the last year, has been, okay, firstly, you know, non-attachment, like not possessing people. Because that's the idea, is it's like, okay, well, if we're in a traditional monogamous relationship and it's just you and I, then I feel like you are mine. I possess you, you know? And then if you're going and you're spending time with somebody else, then, you know, that's me losing that control or losing that connection. But right. that's like not actually reality. You know, it's yeah. just like this fear-based thought pattern.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would look at me weird mm-hmm. if I went out to lunch with a girl who I was friends with.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Which, like,
I
feel why is that a thing?
I don't know. A lot of people would be upset. Yeah. But even though I don't really have like many friends that are girls that I would like, hey, let's go to lunch real quick. But I feel like a lot of people would be like, what? Like, even my friends would be like, why are you, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you like out to lunch with her? And I'd just be like, we're just chilling. You know what I mean? Like, I would have
yeah.
to explain
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, you'd have to explain yourself.
So it's like,
that's what's like not cool. Yeah. It's not cool.
Unless you have a relationship with someone before that. You know what I mean? unless you have a previous friendship with someone.
That's so sad.
Then
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's
weird.
Like sad. It's like, it puts a limit on male-female friendship, like, which is like, I have so many guy friends, you know. Growing up, I was always kind of like tomboyish and, you know, I always tended to get along better with guys just because I wasn't into the drama of being a girl, like shopping and, you know, whatever else. But, you know, even in my previous relationships, and it's funny, you know, you mentioned about like, oh, when you just like click with somebody, you know, my guard would go up even before I gave myself the opportunity to click with somebody. It was like if I was out at the bar or like out wherever and somebody came up to me and started talking to me, a guy, and I was currently in a relationship that was monogamous, I would shut them down before it even started. So like, who knows how many like potential amazing friends I've shut out of my life just because I was operating from this place of, oh God, like what if I start talking to this person and maybe I like them more than my current boyfriend, or maybe like they try to put a move on me and then I have to defend my like whatever, and then yeah, that makes an awkward situation, and then yeah. you know, it's
right.
just,
it's kind of like you don't have, you're not allowed to talk to anyone. When I first started dating Sammy, no seriously, but like,
yeah, you're
when
right.
I first started Sad. Dating Sammy, there was this girl who I had that like friendship with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And or at least I fucking thought, and like we were talking one day and all of a sudden she goes, wait, you have a girlfriend? I was like, yeah, I've had a girlfriend for like 4 months, like, you know what I mean? And she's like, what the fuck, why are you talking to me? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She's like, I just wanted to get it in.
It was weird. She was
she
like,
waited a long time.
She did. She
I would
patient.
Not ever. Yeah,
she
I'd be like, yo, she was calling me a couple hours. I just, I'm out.
She was calling me a pig and shit, and I was just like,
calling
pig?
You a pig?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't do anything.
And you probably were 0% flirty too.
I wasn't. If you saw the previous conversation, like, I wish I still had the text messages. Like the conversation before that was just like completely, like platonic, like random
yeah.
shit, and I'm just like so confused. I'm yeah. like, what? She's like, if my boyfriend ever talked to some girl, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Immediately, I hit up Sammy. I was like, check this out. I'm like, this is fucking crazy.
And that's it. But that's the honesty, and that's cool. So
yeah,
good for you.
I don't want it to come out because you know something like that.
Yeah.
If it comes back to her, now it's
yeah,
spiraling out of control. It's like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's screenshotting that shit, putting it on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, if she screenshot it, then she looks like an idiot because
True.
There was nothing there.
It's, but like, it's like, hey, how's your day? She's like, pig.
Yeah, how's your day?
He
I'm not
sent
gonna
me a
blow
winky
you.
Face.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
I'm
it's,
not gonna blow.
Yeah.
You.
How are you doing? I'm not gonna fuck you. I'm like, Jesus Christ, relax.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I think I still do, like, when I am in a relationship, I still try to be open to a possible friendship, but I am way more guarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I know it, but I'm slowly like, not because I know how Sammy is. So I'm slowly like trying to get rid of that because it's stupid when you think about it. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm not going to fucking do anything. So it's just like, I'm trying to.
You're the most trustworthy. Seriously though. Like, look at his eye. I do this all the time. If you, damn it.
Close my eyes.
If you look into his eyes, though, they're so just so soft and like trustworthy. And it's just like, but most people don't have that
yeah.
quality. I mean, and it comes from fear, right? People
yeah. And
like
lack of honesty with themselves,
accepted.
Too.
Yeah.
Like that's the hard thing. And that's, you know, I think probably that was the first step for me in getting to kind of where I am now with how I relate to people was I was so dishonest with myself about what I wanted and, you know, what my preferences were and why I was doing the things I was doing. You know, I was so ego driven in a lot of ways in terms of my relationships, especially with men, you know, and now, you know, after I kind of stepped out of that place and I started being honest with myself, then it became a little bit easier to be honest with other people, because it was just like, well, like, why am I even doing these relationships if I'm not doing what I want? And then it's like not serving me and it's not serving the other person. And like nobody's growing and we're holding each other back from maybe like amazing other stuff that could be going on, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
God, the stuff is so tricky.
Yeah, it's so tricky. And there's still definitely moments where I'm like, don't get what I want, you know, and that sucks. Yeah. That sucks so bad still.
That sucks in life with
everything. It sucks in life with everything.
Yeah.
But this is the point that I thought was like probably one of my biggest kind of, I don't know if you call it like a revelation or whatever, was that, you know, in my whole life, there has been absolutely nothing that has progressed in a linear fashion. Like when I think about like my education, you know, I took time off, I went back to school, I, you know, do continuing stuff, you know, I decide to do my teacher training for yoga, I decide to, you know, get all this other stuff for like energy healing, and then like who knows what else I'm gonna end up doing with careers. You know, I did my undergrad in anthropology, I was like an archaeologist for 2 years, and then I worked for government, and then I stopped that and I went back to grad school for journalism, and then I did journalism, and now I'm like teaching yoga and doing like online marketing for people in the mind body industry. It's like, where did we get this idea that for whatever reason relationships are the one thing that should be progressing like a fucking line graph, you know, like just positive progression the whole time? Like that's been the cool thing that I've learned over the last year, has been not to expect that, you know, having people in my life who have really challenged that by just, you know, being themselves and not not feeling obligated to provide me with a certain experience, but just doing what they felt was right that day or that moment or whatever. So, you know, having somebody who one day maybe I'm like holding hands and cuddling with, maybe we kiss, whatever. And then the next day we're like completely platonic, you know, and that teaches me, it's another like non-attachment thing. It's also like a non-possessive thing. And it's also, you know, learning not to have expectations of people. And also learning to just express myself however I want, not relying on somebody else to give me permission to, you know, treat them in a certain way. Like I can reach out to somebody and like touch them or like kiss them on the cheek or whatever and have that be okay, as long as they accept me for who I am and they realize, you know, that my actions don't have to define what they do, you know, because that's the other thing, is people think that they have to be in this reciprocal relationship. Like you tell me that you like my shirt, so I have to tell you that I like your hair, you know? It's like, and it's like that with relationships. It's like, oh, well, if this person like cuddles me, then that means I have to have sex with them. That's only true if you're with Kate.
And maybe I'll work on that. You never know.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. There might be something going on there.
But it doesn't have to be that way, you know? Yeah. Like somebody can tell me, like, I want to have a more physical relationship with you. And I might be like, okay, I honored the fact that you are being vulnerable and raw with me. And thank you for sharing that. But, you know, today I just don't feel like it.
And like, even in a marriage, you're allowed to say to the person, yeah, not tonight,
not
honey.
Not tonight.
So it's like, yeah. Fluidity, flexibility,
flow,
growth,
transformation,
healing, oneness.
What the fuck? What's going on?
We're doing something to you right now, Joe.
Just naming
Joe
words.
Joe just got pregnant. I didn't even know he had a womb.
It sounds like a shampoo commercial.
I would buy that shampoo.
Totally.
By the gallon.
Flexibility, strength,
yeah.
Like, volume.
It's like L'Oreal. All right.
Exactly.
Well, all right,
man.
Well, I think we're good.
Yeah, we could wrap this up.
Yeah, Allie, where can they find you? Yeah, plug your website, plug the podcast.
So, yeah, From the Void, we're on SoundCloud. I think it's actually soundcloud.com/ The Third Thing Network. It's hosted on that. And then also, you can find me on Instagram, Allie Asana, which is Alliasana. And what else? TheThirdThing.net and SproutHealing.com, which is my healing website. So that's how you can get in touch with me if you want like private yoga lessons or, you know, Reiki or whatever. I don't do tarot, so I'm not going to do that. But I want something from Kate. I want to get a tarot reading.
Oh, my God. I can get. Let's I don't know if we'll have time tonight, but.
Let's look this up.
Okay.
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 And what was I going to... Oh, and you also post your schedule for yoga classes, too.
Yeah, so I teach sometimes. I teach mostly in New Jersey, but I do teach in the city about once a month at Verboten for deep house yoga. So if you're, like, into live DJs and you like electronic music and you want to do yoga with, like, live audiovisual stuff. It's like pretty cool experience.
I'm gonna go to one of the dancing.
Yeah,
the dancing.
Also
parties.
Dance parties. I always am announcing these conscious dance parties on my Instagram as well. So morning ones, there's early morning and there's also early evening ones. So if you're not a morning person, you can come join us also.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can find me at the Kate Wolf on Twitter if you would like a tarot card reading. It's $30 for 30 minutes. And I like totally blocked out on my email. It's kwolf2f27@gmail.com.
And if you guys want to find me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. And thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.